You're listening to the ASMR HQ podcast with Wanda and Paula. Hi, and welcome to the podcast for ASMR HQ. And today we thought we might talk about what we've got coming up. We're really excited. We've launched a new website. It's called ASMR Academy, and the purpose of the website is to help other ASMR artists with their audio and video recordings for YouTube, and we'll have lots of tips and advice.
That's right, we've been working on this for a while now, and basically, like Wanda said, it's going to be help for ASMR artists to improve their audio quality and their video quality. At the moment we've got a lot of microphone posts up there at the moment, but we will be getting more video related posts. But the microphone ones so far are how to choose a microphone for ASMR. A lot of people don't realise what you need to look for when choosing a microphone. When we started, we just went for something that we had a look at the few reviews on the net, and we just went with something that we thought might work, but it wasn't really appropriate, really. It was a bit noisy, and I think we've mentioned noise quite a lot in some of our other podcasts, that microphone, every microphone emits some sort of self-noise, and it's important in ASMR to get one that has very low self-noise. You don't want a lot of noise because you're recording very low sounds to begin with, and once people start turning up the volume on their microphones, they start hearing that background humming and buzzing. So you want to choose a microphone that's got very low self-noise to begin with. So we've done an article on that. Self-noise is one of the only things you look at. There's a few other things that you want to look at. So you just go to our website, asmracademy.com, and you'll be able to see all the posts there. What else have we done on there so far? Well, we did that big list of
ideas for ASMR videos. People are always asking, what can I do my video about? So we've come up with a big list, and we've actually had some comments that have helped add to that list, and we're always looking for new ideas. So, but that'll give you an idea of some of the things that you can do a video about. So there's
There's about 50 different ideas there now. So I've seen a lot of artists, they'll even do videos saying, please help, I need suggestions for what I want to do for my next video. So this sort of thing will help. It's at the moment we have 51 entries in there, and there's everything from cranial nerve exams to
role plays,
sound videos, mouth sounds, whatever. So you can get different ideas from that, and we'll keep adding to that. We want this to be a big, huge list. Mm-hmm. So it'll have the ideas. So it might say cranial nerve exam, for instance. Then it'll have a description of what you can do in that video, a basic description, and then links to 3 or 4 example videos that you can look at to get ideas from. So, and that's gone really well. We've had over 1,000 views on that post already, so there's been a lot of interest in it. So we'll hope that helps people looking for ideas.
And we're also going to be putting through a lot of training courses. We're working on those at the moment. A number of them will be paid courses. There is a lot of work involved in doing these, and we'll have a YouTube, how to get yourself going and set up to get your ASMR channel working.
And it's a really good video course, one too. It'll give you lots of tips on what to do and how to improve your channel, how to get how to create playlists and all sorts of things to help improve your channel. It's really quite good.
We're also doing a tutorial on using the Zoom, Audacity. We'll be doing
GarageBand,
yes, and probably ProLogic.
Logic Pro.
Yeah,
and iMovie.
Yes. Yep. So those will all be paid courses, but they'll all be very thorough. Everything we do, we make sure that you get all the information that you need. So nothing's left out. You're never left guessing, which is something we found as we've gone around trying to find information. A lot of people just skip to bits thinking that you already know stuff when you don't. So there's none of that. Everything will be thorough.
It's like the Zoom, I'm working on the Zoom H4N course at the moment, and I've done, I think, 8 videos so far, and I've really only just started. It's just that's just the absolute basic overview of the Zoom itself, really, and basic bits of it. So that will be a pretty extensive course. If you've got the Zoom H4N and you want to really know how to use it for ASMR, creating ASMR videos and audio, you know, you'll want to see that course. It's going to be a good one, I think.
And we're also going to have a WordPress training course for those of you who, apart from YouTube, want to set up a website. We have a number of websites. I think we have about 27 of them, actually.
Because that's what we do for a living. Yes. We work online, so that's what we do. But a lot of ASMR artists stick with YouTube, the YouTube channel, and that's okay. But if you really want to get professional with it all, you can create a website. And I know a lot of them have free, they use free platforms like Blogger and WordPress.org. But if you really want to get serious, you can create, you know, a hosted website. So you've got your own domain name, your own hosting account, so you've got a real, you know, professional website out there. And, you know, we've got a course there that can help you along, and step by step on creating a site.
What other ones have we got?
Probably be doing a social networking media course as well, where it'll show you how to build a Facebook page. Again, I know a lot of ASMR artists use their personal page, but there's a different, when you go using Facebook, you can have a personal page for yourself, or you can have a professional sort of a business type page. And a lot of ASMR artists have been using their own personal page, where they should really be using a business page. So this course will help you set up a business page for Facebook. So it keeps it separate from your personal, because for your personal, you want your family and friends, really, in that. The business one, you can have other people, and you can have other businesses liking you as well. So that's the way you want to do it.
Yes, yeah, so that's what we have. We have, you've probably seen our Facebook page for ASMR HQ.
That's like a business page, So it's not linked to our personal pages, sort of. We keep them separate, so that's the way to do it with Facebook.
And we'll also show you how to set up Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Twitter, Pinterest. Just trying to think of the other social networks out there. But yeah, that's it there.
They're the main ones anyway.
Yeah. So there's a lot of free stuff on there already, and we'll continue to add free content to help you. There's a list of the best microphones for ASMR. We've created a table with our list, so you can check that out. What else have we put on there? There's microphone tests for different things, for the FreeSpace Pro binaural microphone, for the Soundman microphone, for the Yeti microphone.
We're using the Yeti to do this podcast today.
Yep.
So
yes, we've got it on the omnidirectional mode. We have it on today. The Yeti has four modes, so this is the omnidirectional, which means the sound comes, you can hear the sound on the mic from all directions. So this is an excellent mic.
It's great for us because we sit at the desk on either side of the desk, and we just don't have to worry about the sound quality or whether one's not coming through very clear because they're at the back of the microphone. Really like the Yeti.
So yeah, that's our website. So it's asmracademy.com. So you can just check that out. If you've got any suggestions for things you want added to it, if you just want help using microphones, just leave a comment, or there's a contact form on there. Just let us know. We're happy to help anyone wanting to learn how to use their microphones or get better sound. So, but now the website, we intend to keep adding to it. I've got quite a few things in mind. I want to add a post on how to improve your webcam quality, because a lot of people, they've got webcams on their computers and they're quite good, but the problem most have is lighting. You know, the quality of the lighting's terrible. So we've got some tips on how to improve that. So look forward to that one. What else are we going to be adding there? I think that we've come.
I mean, there's heaps, but I just can't.
Yes, because I've got a lot of drafts in there that I'm halfway through writing. But if you put it in your favourites and just keep coming back to the site, you'll see more and more there every day. And especially the video ideas table, if you've got any ideas for that, you can leave a comment on the site there. a few people have left comments already, and people have emailed us with different things, so we've got about 20 or 25 new things to add to that. So it's going to be a really comprehensive list. So yeah, so that's with the website. So what else have you been up to?
We've been gardening.
We've both got the gardening bug, so we've been gardening full on. We've got this store, I don't know, in the States you probably don't have it, but in Australia we have Bunnings. And Bunnings sells, it's a big, you know, chain of stores, and sells hardware, but it also has a gardening section, and we seem to be there every day at the moment. Oh,
it's that good that the door staff know us now.
Yes, we've been there so long.
But when I first moved in, back into this place that I'm living in now, it was just all tan bark and it was overgrown with mint and blackberry. So Paula and I got in and cleaned it all out, and now I've got a cottage garden plus veggie gardens, and it's looking magnificent. It's just beautiful to go out there in the morning and sit and watch the butterflies and listen to the bees, and I get lots of birds now come and visit the garden, so I really love it.
And we both bought bird baths for our garden, so the yes. birds have been out there in the bird baths, really nice. And a little bubbly fountain to go with it.
Yes.
That's what's solar powered, isn't it? So yes. we don't have to plug it into anything, it just bubbles away, so that's really nice.
And now all our daffodils have just finished. We all had a display of beautiful yellow daffodils.
And tulips,
yes.
Yeah, because we're coming into, what are we now? Spring.
Spring.
Spring in Australia. So it's a great time of the year for gardening. Yeah, so it's been beautiful. So it's starting to warm up here too. We get quite a cold winter where we are, so it's nice to have it warm up a bit.
Yes. Whereas you guys in the States, are we in autumn now and heading to winter?
Yeah, we're in the northern hemisphere, yeah.
One of my friends on Facebook, had a photo of a few weeks ago, and it had all this beautiful autumn tonings, and then a couple of days ago she put it and everything was covered in snow.
It's too early.
Yes.
It's nice here. So in the world of ASMR, what else have we been doing? We've created some videos recently that went quite well, the kinetic sand.
Yes, it is very popular. We'll do some more of that. It's very soothing to watch.
We also had our Soundman sound test video get quite a lot of views because Ali from ASMR Requests spoke about us in one of her videos. We've been sort of emailing about microphones, so she got a bit of help from us, and she was very nice enough to talk about us in one of her videos, so that got us a bit of traffic, because if anyone knows ASMR Requests, you know that she's very popular for good reason. She creates some fantastic videos. You definitely have to check her out if you've never heard of her. So ASMR Requests, just look for that on YouTube, and you'll see some awesome videos from her. But yeah, so we've got a bit of traffic from that, which has been excellent, really helps us out.
This is one thing we found with the ASMR community. Everyone just wants to help everyone else. We're all in the same boat. We're all, you know, learning, and we just, if you can help someone, you do. And it's amazing.
Mm.
There's no jealousy or nonsense like that you get with some of the other sorts of products and things or communities that you get into.
Mm.
Not everyone's lovely.
Mind you, I was on Reddit the other day, and I love Reddit. I mean, there's the ASMR Reddit on there, and it's awesome. I mean, you get people on there promoting really nice videos that you don't normally see on YouTube, because with YouTube, you type in ASMR, you get the same five people come up every time. And although they're great, those top ASMR artists, I mean, I'm subscribed to most of them. You want to see newbies, you want to see people who are just coming into it, you want to see some unique ones that you just don't see, you know. So that's what I like about Reddit. People post obscure videos that not everyone always sees. But there was a post on there, and I can't think of the girl's name, so I'm sorry, but she's one of the Lilium, I think, and someone posted one of her videos, and because it was a kissing one, I didn't actually see the video, to be quite honest, but because it's a kissing one and she was kissing people's cheeks or pretending to or something, I don't know, that some of the people in there just got all funny about it, thinking, oh, you know, and someone even said, oh, she must have a mental illness or something. I'm thinking, what?
just doing ASMR videos, for goodness sake, and, you know.
A lot of people don't realise the concept of ASMR either.
I may, but they're on the ASMR Reddit.
Yeah, but even so, I think they get in there by mistake at times.
No, I don't know. But anyway, but at least a lot of people came in and backed her up because, if you don't like it, you don't watch it. It's as simple as that. You don't have to watch it. Everybody's got their own ASMR bits and pieces that they like, you know, triggers. So just go for what you like and you don't have to beg.
Well, that's what I find with people who dislike something or downgrade it. If you don't like it, turn it off.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
the artist has gone to a lot of trouble to create something and a lot of people like it, and then you get people come in and say, well, I don't like this. Fine, you didn't have to watch it.
Yeah, that's right. I very rarely thumbs down people. You know, I don't like to give them the thumbs down. The only time I do is if they've been really nasty for some reason. If somebody's been nasty or something. But if I don't like a video, I won't give it a thumbs up, but I won't give it a thumbs down either. I'm neutral with that sort of stuff. I just try to just give, you know, try to promote people more, you know, thank people more if I like something, you know, but and just ignore it if I don't, you know. That's what you do.
Well, we're all doing the same thing. We're all just trying to create something that somebody else likes and gets pleasure from.
That's right. And ASMR is such a fickle community because everybody's got, like I said, everybody's got their own triggers. Yeah. So you're going to like one thing. I mean, some people like those mouth sounds, and to me, I can't stand them personally. But, you know, that's their thing, and that's fine. You know, you've got to go with what you like. And, you know, I like the sort of scraping sounds, and some people hate that, you know. And I like sort of tapping sounds and that sort of stuff. So everybody's got their own thing. So, you know, but anyway. That's just my rant. But no, I do like Reddit. Reddit's a good community. We put, you know, every time we have a video, we put it up on there, and we get a lot of people coming in, so it's a great way of promoting videos. So, you know, if you've got a good one to promote,
You go in and promote it on Reddit.
Yeah, if you've got a good one. You don't want to put everything you've got, you know, if it's just an average video, but if it's something you think is good and you want to share it with people, yeah, Reddit's good.
You also go into Tumblr, don't you?
Tumblr, yeah. I've got ASMR HQ on Tumblr there, and I like that as well. It's growing quite quickly. When I first went on there, there wasn't much in the way of ASMR on there, but my goodness, it's growing, and there's new people coming on all the time saying, oh, I just found out that what I've had all my life, I've just discovered what it is, and so they start watching these things, so. There was a girl on there the other day that was asking about microphones, and I gave her some advice on choosing a microphone, and I noticed that she did a video and she actually bought the microphone I suggested, so that's really good. She bought the Yeti. So, and the Yeti, I think, is an amazing microphone for ASMR artists. For your first microphone, it's a good one to go with. If you want binaural, I mean, it's not going to give you binaural, but it's just a nice, clear microphone. It's excellent. So, yeah.
Yeah, so Paul is the Reddit and Tumblr queen, and I'm the Facebook queen, but I'm kind of struggling with getting likes with our Facebook. I think people are a little bit over Facebook at the moment, so.
I think with ASMR, people tend to stick on YouTube too. Yes, very much a YouTube thing, so.
But you have to use everything you can to promote your business, and
that's
what it is.
Yep. So we have a Pinterest page as well. We've got a Facebook, Reddit. Google Plus, although God only knows how you use Google Plus, it still bewilders me, and I should know how to use it, but honestly.
Yes.
The thing with Google Plus is that I always remember Ephemeral Rift, his YouTube channel went down. I think we spoke about this before, but it was because he didn't want his YouTube channel linked to his Google Plus account, so he chose the option to unlink them, but that totally trashed his YouTube channel. So the problem with Google is that they're now forcing people to have a Google Plus account. So everywhere you sign up with Google on something, you kind of have to get a Google Plus account. So there's all these Google Plus accounts that nobody uses, but they're forced to have. I'm not sure what the problem is with Google at the moment, but they're desperate to get people on there, and yet nobody wants to use it. But anyway, still got a big following, I guess, but not like Facebook or anything. Mm.
Now, Facebook's just so easy.
Yeah, well, people are used to it now, I guess. So. Mm. So, yeah, so we promote on a few different things, you know. But find that you can't push people to like you or follow you, or there's no point. It's just they're going to like you or they're not going to like you, so you just sit back and wait for them. I mean, you can put it in their face to let them know you're there, but whether they're going to like you or not is another thing. So that's how you work with social media, I think.
That's right.
No point. Because we work online, we've got websites, and we've tried all sorts of things in the past, and we've even purchased likes on different accounts. Doesn't work.
No.
Tell you now, doesn't work. People will like you because they want to like you and they want to see what you've got. There's no point buying people.
No.
It just doesn't work.
And that's how we're going with the ASMR, just letting it build up slowly as it happens or not.
It's better to do that. It's just better to, you know, let the people come to you, let them, you know, if they like you, they will follow you. So that's the way to do it. It's a much better way too. It's, you know, that the people following you are...
Well, they're genuine and they want to follow you.
Mm. Yeah, and it's fun to interact with them because they like what you like and, you know, you like dealing with them.
So any of you that want to come over to Facebook and like us, you're most welcome.
Yes, it's ASMRHQ. Yeah.
Yes.
So, no, it's all fun. It's just a fun thing. We're really enjoying this part, the ASMR part.
Yes.
Of what we do. So, I mean, that's our main focus at the moment with everything we do. So, it's a lot of fun. So, what are we doing next in terms of videos? I'm going to be doing the Free Space Pro binaural microphone test as a video coming up. I want to go run through it, the basic options, and do a sound test for it. It's a really good microphone for ASMR if you're wanting binaural. It's expensive, it's not a cheapie, but you know, if you've got the cash for it, it's, and you really want to get serious, it's a really good microphone. So,
yes, it is.
Heather Feather is using it.
Yes.
She's, and you just listen to her latest ones. The sound is really good. And Ellie from ASMR Request has just gotten one as well. So she's starting to use it as well. So I think it's a really good microphone. But plus the fact that you can stick a microphone in the middle of the thing, you know, so you can have your ears. It's, you'll have to go to our website to have a look at one, ASMRHQ.com. You can have a look there, or ASMRAcademy.com, whichever one you like. But you'll see a photo of the actual microphone because it's got two ears, basically, where the microphones are, and a space in the middle, and you can put a microphone.
A camera
in there.
Yeah, camera.
Camera in there, so. And that's the beauty of it. So you can be whispering ear to ear and that sort of thing and have the camera on your face. So it's really, really good microphone. Very happy with it.
Yeah, very nice setup.
Mm. So still like our Soundman ones, though, because we can put the microphones, they're not attached to anything, so we can put them in different spots, but so each to its own, really. Each one's got its benefits.
It depends what we're doing as to which microphones we use.
Mm. But the Free Space Pro is a lot quieter. It's a lot quieter microphone, so you won't get as much hissing and humming. Yeah, so that'll be another video. Then we might do we have another video, but I won't say what it is until the video comes out, actually. What else will we be doing in the way?
We've got a couple of unboxings still to do.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to do some drawing ones. She can draw quite well. She's giving
we'll
me
see.
The look. She can draw, so I thought maybe drawing on some chalkboards. Or even pencil drawings. So
we've got a few things to come up. We've got quite a few things planned.
Mm. Just finding the time, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
With all that gardening.
Yes, we've got paint by numbers that we've got to do.
Oh yeah, I'd like to do paint by numbers. So there's quite a lot of ideas. I mean,
yes.
Really, it's never ending. It's just getting the time. Because it's not so much videoing, it's the setting up. Of everything, because it takes a bit to set up the microphones right in the right place, the camera in the right place, you know, that sort of thing. And make sure whatever you're doing on the table is going to be in the microphone, the camera view, and going to fit in there, and your hands are going to be in the right spot, and the lights are shining in the right spot. You know, it's all that set up that takes the time more than the video itself, actually. And then the editing part.
The editing takes.
Yeah. Because at the moment we're using cameras, like a DSLR camera or a point-and-shoot camera, and both of them only record a maximum of about 15 minutes. So if you're going to do anything longer than that, you kind of have to cut halfway through. And because we record the sound separately, we've got to sync that first part with the sound and then record the next part and then sync that with the sound. So it is a lot of work when you're doing it that way. So sometimes I wish I'd just use a little, you know, my webcam and the sound out of my computer and be done with it. It'd be so much easier. But, you know, if you want the quality of sound and that sort of thing and video, that's why we do what we do. But, yeah, but we found that Wanda's Canon S100 camera has absolutely beautiful video. It really does.
And it auto-focuses gorgeous.
Auto-focuses, yeah, which is what I like. Because the DSLR, we've got a Canon 60D, something like that. And it doesn't autofocus, so you'd have to manually focus the thing. And if you've got something in your hands and you're bringing it up to the camera and bring it close,
it just blurs.
Yeah.
So my little old hand, Canon, it works fabulous.
Yeah, it's a brilliant camera, actually, even just for photos. Really nice camera. I've got the Canon S95, which is the previous version to that. And, yeah, it was just a brilliant camera.
What I like about it is if we're travelling in the car or on a train or something, I can just hold it out the window, take a photo, and it stops all the blur. It's just as clear as if I was standing still.
Mm.
So don't have to worry about movement at all. So I really do like it.
Yeah, it's a very good low-light camera too. I mean, when we went to the States and you took photos, it's hardly a bad picture in the lot, and Wanda takes a lot of photos.
Oh, yes.
It takes a lot of photos. So
on my last trip, I took 7,800.
Yeah, that's a lot of photos.
I like to take photos. I like architecture and museums.
She takes some beautiful photos. It's really nice looking back on them.
Yeah.
So we stop every two steps. Oh, there's a photo.
Yes.
Another two steps. Oh, let's take a photo. But no, it's good. So, yeah. So, is that about it?
I think that's about it for this one.
I think so. So we're probably making these podcasts. We had them on a weekly basis, but at the moment they're going to
Fortnightly.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Fortnightly. Yeah. It seems to work a little better because it's finding ideas for things. Again, we will be interviewing people in the future, but it's just we wanted to get the website, the ASMRacademy.com website, organised.
And that's what we've been working on. Yeah. And it's taken a lot of time, a lot more than we thought, actually. Yeah.
And especially because we want to do some of the training courses, get them finished too, so it's still going to take a bit of time as we go into it, but anyway.
We will keep adding free stuff, so, you know, people keep coming back in, then we'll find stuff.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of different ideas for it, so.
And we want to keep our training courses reasonably priced. We're not going to be too expensive with them, so we're not exactly sure yet what the price will be, but depends on the course, I guess. But most of them will be courses we've created specific to ASMR.
Yes.
There will be others that we've bought the rights to, you know, some good quality courses that aren't ASMR specific, but they will still work depending on what you're doing. So, but most of them will be ASMR specific. Yeah.
Yep.
So should be good.
So I think that's about it. So we'll catch you next time.
Yep, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.